You only have Andy Graham today from the normal gang. Amy Anderson and Amy Leach are not with us, but I am hugely excited to be joined by Madia Malik.
Hello. Hi, guys.
And Peter Morris.
Hi.
So Madia is the HR and CSR manager at Voltex UK Limited. She leads on campaigns with a focus on diversity and inclusion, employee engagement, and mental and physical health and well-being. So as part of her work in this area, Madia has led Voltex introducing a domestic violence policy. The policy itself and the detail is something that we will come on to, but it's absolutely something that I have not encountered before and is very much market leading and innovative in terms of looking after the well-being of the workforce. So looking forward to discussing that in a bit more detail with Madia. And we also have Peter, who is a partner here at Shoesmiths and head of the family law team in the Leeds office. Thankfully, I have never had to use his services, but my brother has, and I can say that the service provided and outcome achieved was second to none. So we're in safe hands in that regard.
That's good to hear. Thank you, Andy.
So before we move to the substantive part of the podcast, guys, I must ask each of our guests what their favourite podcasts are. So, Madia?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for true crime. I absolutely love true crime. And there's a podcast called Serial. So that basically goes into investigative journalism and basically just uncovers loads of different random stories, which I find really fascinating. There's a most recent one that I was just listening into about Adnan Syed and how did he or did he not murder his ex-girlfriend. So I'd say that's what I like.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Peter, can you beat that?
Yeah, I've narrowed it down to two. So the first is The Athletic, just because I'm a sports obsessive, and it also has the best coverage of Wolverhampton Wanderers, which is one of my guilty pleasures. And the second, which is a bit random, is one I've discovered recently, which is Desert Island Discs. I've discovered that you can go back years and years on Desert Island Discs and hear who they've interviewed. So I don't know why that appeals, but it does. And I particularly enjoyed finding Michael Holding, West Indies fast bowler, commentator. And it was really interesting hearing what he had to say, particularly in light of what's being talked about at the moment in Yorkshire Cricket Club. So, yeah, those two.
Nice. I didn't realise you were a Wolves fan either, Peter. That's something new to me. I'm going to let the experts do most of the talking very shortly. But to summarise, Voltex, like I say, have introduced a domestic violence policy. And as part of that, they've collaborated with the Shoesmiths family team so that they can arrange for their workforce to have access to free legal advice when they find themselves in the horrible scenario of experiencing domestic violence. So, Madia, can you talk us through what the business wanted to achieve, how the initiative came into being, and how that benefits being introduced to the workforce?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, so every year we try to think about, so our CSR strategy is split into the five E's, one of the E's being that of ethics. So we try to think, what can we do that's sort of market leading, where are the gaps in the market? So domestic abuse actually came about because we are an endorsed employer for women and we work with a company called Work 180. And as part of that, just in discussions and in talks, we came to realise that less than 10% of UK employers actually have a domestic abuse protection policy or a protection package in place for their employees. So that's where we started to think, okay, well, well-being wise, we've always done a lot in terms of physical health, mental health. We wanted to really develop that and tap into a different stream. Then obviously came about lockdown. We saw the rise in cases worldwide. And then also with a large proportion of our staff working from home, we started to think, well, we have a legal duty to protect our people inside their homes and outside their home, considering that's their place of work at the moment for those that were working from home. So that's when we really started to look into it in a little bit more depth to figure out, okay, well, what can we do here? And we started to look into the research for it. And that's where it just expanded and developed into a whole protection package.
Well, like I said, it's very innovative. And like you say, in terms of the stats, very few organizations have this. With my hard-nosed lawyer hat on, inevitably, of course, it's something that businesses should think about.
Yeah.
People's home life will always affect their work life as well. So like I say, hard-nosed business approach. If you can make sure your employees are okay at home and are in a comfortable environment, and that environment is becoming work,
yeah,
you know, inevitably it should lead to a better performance. So, oh, fantastic. And then in terms of introducing that to the workforce, was that, you know, kind of, was there a big fanfare about it? Was there seminars, or is it just kind of a policy on the intranet?
Well, we never had a policy before about it. So the first and foremost was, okay, let's get a policy out there. We also supplemented it with a support toolkit. So the support toolkit had different sections in it. So within that, there was advice for potential perpetrators as well, because they didn't want to just focus on those that were going through domestic abuse, but there are people who potentially could have abusive tendencies. So it was signposting for them as well, as for people who were going through it, and also advice for line managers. So how do you handle these types of conversations? What should you say? What should you not say? Where is the line for you to not go too much into it, but signpost where necessary? So we basically launched them both together. We launched them on the intranet, so everyone had access to it. We launched it via telling, getting our function heads, getting the site managers involved with the whole process. So they were comms in that out to their teams as well, so they were aware that this is happening. Prior to this, we got the whole HR team involved, so they knew what was going on and they could be there to give that advice. And we're also going to be launching training for all of the HR team as well, just to upskill them to know how to handle these conversations, which they already know how to do to a certain extent, but it's just further development for them. Oh, so that's how it was launched.
No, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Peter, turning to you, I guess, from a family law angle, two questions. Is this something that you've come across previously? And secondly, how important is this kind of initiative in terms of making sure the individuals get the advice and get that advice quickly?
Yeah, the first thing to say is I think this is an original initiative. I'm not aware of another organisation taking similar steps to Voltex, and it speaks volumes about Voltex as an organisation that they've put it in place. It really sends out the message that they genuinely care for their employees and wish to support them, and their safety is important. So I think it's important to recognise that. The second thing to say is to think about what domestic abuse actually is. There's been quite a lot of focus on this, and the statistics are quite enlightening. It's defined across government as any incident of controlling, coercive or threatening behaviour, violence or abuse between those aged 16 or over who are or have been intimate partners or family members, and that's regardless of their gender or sexuality. So it doesn't always have to be physical. Sometimes victims may not even be aware it's happening. It might be around coercive control. It might be around psychological or emotional abuse. It might be financial or economic abuse, harassment. It might be stalking, or increasingly, it might be online or digital abuse. So an all-encompassing area, really. But the thing to say is it's very common. In the vast majority of cases, it's experienced by women and it's perpetrated by men, but that's not always the case. But something like 5 to 6% of all adults will experience domestic abuse, which is quite startling when you think about it. So it's about over 2 million victims a year. 16% of violent crime is domestic abuse. There are more repeat victims of domestic abuse than any other crime. And on average, a domestic abuse victim will have been assaulted 50 times before getting help. And that means people living with this on average for between 2 to 3 years before they get help. Now, that was the position before lockdown. Lockdown just made things worse because obviously, victims had to spend more time with their abuser. It was harder to get support from friends, from their family, or the support services that are out there. So nobody could come and help, and it was harder to leave. So that led to a significant growth in police-recorded domestic abuse crimes. So the initiatives that Voltex have taken, not just this through Shoesmiths, but also that Maddie described internally, are all excellent and also very timely.
No, absolutely. The stat that jumped off the page to me was the police receive 100 calls a day. Sorry, 100 calls every hour of every day in relation to domestic abuse. So it is something that's probably a lot closer to your workforce than people perhaps think. You know, so to the extent that support can be offered and is offered, is such a fantastic initiative. And how has the policy and the toolkit? I know you're kind of obviously rolling out the support, you know, kind of extra layers and everything else in terms of the toolkit, upskilling the managers to be able to talk around it. But how's it been received generally by the workforce?
So generally, we've not had anyone who's come to us to ask for sort of the support package or the legal advice as of yet. So touch wood, that's a positive. But in terms of feedback, we've had really good feedback. We've had people opening up about their experiences of domestic abuse. I know, Peter, you mentioned that it doesn't just happen to women. And something that was I was pleasantly surprised with was the amount of men in our organisation that reached out and spoke up about their experiences of having gone through domestic abuse, both psychologically and physically. And these are people from all walks of the organisation, from all levels of the organisation. We actually have a forum called Speak Up, where people can speak up about their experiences of anything that affects their well-being. And we had someone who came out and spoke up about their experience, like to the whole company, which was a real eye-opener. So in that sense as well, I feel like it's helped to tackle the subjects that can otherwise be taboo. So for me, that's been a massive achievement.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I guess having flag bearers from any part of the organization is always good. Having it from the leadership team is often even better. But the key is to destigmatize it as an issue. People talk about mental health a lot and hopefully that is coming into people's remit in terms of a normal conversation, across society as well as within workplaces. But by having these policies, by having these toolkits, by bringing the conversation to the table, it can only help people in terms of the workforce. So hats off to Voltex. Thank you to Maddie for coming and talking to us about it. I'm sure our listeners will have lots of queries. This will be thought provoking in terms of their own businesses, what they may or may not do. To the extent that anybody has any queries, then feel free to get in touch in the normal way, shoespeakhr@shoesmiths.co.uk. And to the extent any of those queries are or want to be directed at Maddie, I can look to forward them to her. She's nodding her head. Yeah. I don't know if that's feels forced or not, but she's nodding her head. So she would be, you know, happy to answer any questions, you know, kind of peer to peer, you know, anybody else out there in HR or CSR roles. So thank you again for your time.
No problem.
I will stay in touch so that we, you know, kind of know about how the policy evolves and kind of the uptake. I would love to have updates on that. Hopefully Peter won't get too inundated with work, but you know, kind of from Shoesmiths to Voltex, thank you and keep up the good work.
No problem. Thank you for having me.